Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kenzotki Uwiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Zotkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Piniella reaches third base with a triple. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Ken Zatkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zatkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a pop-up towards short. Zatkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Fitzmaurice reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Piniella goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Reed now pitching. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Horton reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Fitzmaurice moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fitzmaurice scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Zotkiewicz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Zotkiewicz reaches second base with a double. Kelly throws the ball into Hernandez, who tags Zotkiewicz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ike Brown. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Cesar Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Dalton Jones now playing third base. Don Wirt now playing second base. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanis strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-2 in the game. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fitzmaurice strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Otis reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-2 in the game. Price takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Cesar Gutierrez. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Bob Reed. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Price moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Campanis for a passed ball. Price moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Price scores. Maddox moves to third. Stanley moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Maddox scores. Stanley scores. Cash moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Royals. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Royals, 4. Ken Wright now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Don Wirt now playing third base. Al Kaline now playing right field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw strikes out. One out. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Jim Campanis. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 3 in the game. Severson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick now playing shortstop. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maddox bunts towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Matchick applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Ken Wright. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.